Schultzy.
Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
I thought that first period was somewhat of a typical road first period, especially the first time on big ice. You were trying to feel things out a little bit, but boy, I thought you played great in the second period and you had nothing to show for it.
No, you're exactly right. And I thought we were kind of chasing the game in the first period, Schultzy, and boy, they're physical. We had a hard time, you know, penetrating, and it was tough in the combat zone. It really was. We couldn't get there, but we were pretty good on the rush. And then we had a little more time and space in the second and third that we created for ourselves, I thought.
If you aren't playing great, you might as well still be leading after one, right?
Absolutely, and that was, obviously big on the road.
You're killing off all those penalties, then you score a goal, completely turns momentum upside down, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And I was really proud of the guys, too, that just the way we played in the third period, I thought we had not only great composure, but we still, I thought we pushed the pace and we didn't sit back, and we talked about that. Just keep playing. You got to take care of the puck, there's no question, but you got to keep playing. And even after we got our second goal, again, we drew a couple penalties.
How does Jay Dickman get that wide open in the slot, though?
I got to look at it, Schultz. It was, but that happens. I mean, he's a big body, and who knows? I got to look to see again if they were, did somebody take the back door with Leo? Probably somebody obviously took Miles right there, and their forwards probably didn't collapse down far enough. I don't know. I got to look at video, but that's good that he was uncontested right there.
Your penalty kill, 17 out of 17 to start the season. It's past the point of a fluke right now. This penalty kill is pretty good.
Well, I hope so. We had a few dicey moments tonight, but when we had those dicey moments, Bits played well, made some big stops.
On big ice, how much more do you need to look cross ice, look away from the play, look against the grain, but still cognizant of where everybody is so you don't just blindly turn one over?
Well, exactly. And you saw what they were trying to do. They were trying to go from flanker to up top. And when they went flanker to up top, we cheated a little bit with both defensemen. And Salmon was wide open on a couple occasions, too, and they tried to get it down there. So we rectified that. But then, no, they tried to get it to Robbie Payne for the one-timer. So you're a little late getting out there. So if he gets wood on it, Bitzer's got to make that stop. So, we talked about that.
It's your first 3-0 start, Tom, since 2005.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I thought it was 2000. Is it? I thought 2006 we were 4-0. Was it 2005?
2005, 2006 season.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I know we started 4-0 that year, but I didn't know if it was 3-0, though. But,
hey, you can certainly ride it, though.
Absolutely.
Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Bemidji State wins tonight by the final score of 2-0.